The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to California Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce,
where diversity and opportunity are one.
From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities throughout the state of California. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of this great state and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed entrepreneurs, along with business and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Hi, I'm Carl Davis Jr., and welcome to California Business Connections. As a former chamber president and now the new Inclusivity Project Coordinator, I'm focused on helping all small businesses, especially Black and minority businesses. The Inclusivity Project is a project under the SBA NorCal SBDC Centers. Now, SBDC stands for Small Business Development Center. Each SBDC center has certified business advisors that help small business owners with training and even one-on-one consulting for free. That's right, you heard it, for free. Any small business can get this help. Yet my job is to make sure that Black-owned businesses know about these services too. To learn more about the Inclusivity Project, go to theinclusivityproject.com. That's theinclusivity. project.com. You can't miss it. We help them start, finance, grow, and even exit their businesses. If you're interested in getting help for your business, contact the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. They're our partners. And ask for me, Carl Davis Jr. Whether it's capital, the vital money you need for your business, or technical assistance, that's the business wisdom and knowledge you need operating a growing business, or access to capital, or access to opportunities. That's contracts, folks. We can help you. Just send me an email with the subject line radio show to Carl Davis Jr. at Comcast.net. Carl Davis, it's Carl with a C now. Carl Davis Jr. at Comcast.net. Our guest today is Ms. Bridget Jones. Now, she's the publisher of the Bay Area Review. That's her main job, but she has another hat or two that she'll tell you about. How you doing, Bridget?
Hello, hello, Carl. Good to be with you this afternoon. Great to hear you in good form, my friend.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling better. You know, you probably know about what had happened to me in months ago, but Bridget's been one of my best friends. And what she told me about the Cannes Film Festival and these other opportunities, I mean, it just sounds so exciting that we just had to invite her on the show so she can give us a little bit about that. But before you talk about that, Bridget, I want you to walk through your travel or your journey, how you got to where you're at, and in publishing the Bay Area Review.
Well, it's a wonderful winding road of life, Carl. As most of us entrepreneurs, you start out in one place and my gosh, by the time you look around, you go, okay, what did I do? How am I here? What happened, people? I started out as a young kid. The first time I heard about a passport, I was like, okay, that's it, folks. I'm going to find me someone to pay me to travel. And that's exactly what I did. The first half of my professional life, I traveled as a project manager and coordinator and just had the best time meeting wonderful folks, enjoying a wonderful life. And I sort of fell out of it as we all changed lives around 2008, the crash
that
hit the world and stopped everything. And so just reassessed. And somehow, because I lived in San Francisco, and somehow I found my way here to San Jose, and I took a job that honestly I thought I would only have for a couple of months because I'm heading back to San Francisco. Okay, people. But I took a job with a independently owned media company, and they were producing local papers here for the South Bay. And I absolutely fell in love with the industry in that form, simply because it was a one-on-one direct communication with either the business owner, the organization owner, whatever it was. If you wanted to have advertising, if you wanted to work with us in regards to media outreach, interviews and things of that nature, I just loved it because I love that one-on-one contact. And as you can tell, I'm quite shy. So I ended up once as an older couple, they decided they would just get out of the business. They'd been in it since 1980. And by the time, again, 2018 came around, they're like, okay, we're done. So I said, no, this is going to leave a void. I am going to start a publication that's going to reach out through the entire Bay Area, not just the South Bay. And that's how the Bay Area Review came about. And what it has done, it has afforded me an insight and access to so many wonderful, wonderful businesses and people and entrepreneurs and innovators that life is not boring by any means. This year alone, it's a campaign year, as you know. are just, you know, bubbling. And it's extraordinary. But what it has also done, it's opened my eyes to the fact that myself as a Black woman, being an entrepreneur, seeking the very things that you're talking about, seeking advice and guidance as an entrepreneur, as a sole proprietor, as someone in an industry that a lot of us are just, you know, hey, pushed to the side, I can tell you. As Black media owners. Now, we make up a tremendous amount of people throughout the United States and around the world. But what I've done is I've reached out over these past almost now a decade that I've been in media to other Black-owned or ethnic media outlets. And just this past February here, in preparation for Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, which is the biggest event here in America. As a huge marketing and sporting event. So I reached out to various independent media owners, and we basically have formed a collaboration. And we covered Super Bowl there on site and broadcasted via radio, via television, and digital outlets. And we reached over 100, collectively, over 100 million as an audience. Extraordinary. But this is what collaboration will bring. We're stronger together. That is my mantra for any of us, whatever we're trying to do. Because as one individual sole proprietor, you're in a silo to a certain degree. You only know what you know, and you know your influence and your reach is only so far as, hey, your connections. But if we all band together, our connections exponentially.
Wow. How can people get in touch with you? How could they reach you if they want to partner with you? I mean, you know, I guess, you know, you're a marketing firm. How would people be able
to reach
you?
We're media, marketing, and PR. Basically, again, it's Bridget. oddly enough, it's Bridget Jones. And she was in publishing. Someone recently reminded me of that in the movie. And my number is 408-898-7534. And I am, of course, publisher at the Bay Area Review. I am associate producer, TV, radio with my team that we're working with here going forward. We're On Stage Plus TV. We are... as I said, I have a radio owner, so that is Live on 5 Radio. We are just doing some incredible things. So definitely I want to let everyone in on the big, big project.
Give them that number again, because They may not have a chance to write it down, so I want to give it to them again. What's your number?
Absolutely. You can reach me, Bridgette, Bridgitte, at 408-898-7534. And let's talk about what your media marketing and PR needs might be, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're an author, new book launch, a webinar series that you want. Our network is reaching millions of people each and every month. That's what we've done as a collective, as a collaboration. The media group now is reaching out. We are broadcasters, podcasters, radio station owners, and digital media publishers. So our collective reach is over 50 million strong as an audience.
Man, when I think of Black media, you know, I think of covering the news that people don't normally hear, and we're talking about in the Black community.
Exactly.
But you cover other things that people.
Everything.
Yeah.
My tagline is what matters to you matters to us, which is true. Let's be honest. I mean, here in the South Bay, looking at where you drive, where you live, where you work, that basically we're all converging. And that happens in most of our communities. So if we're all driving over the same doggone pothole and it's wrecking our cars, that matters. Because everything matters to us. Everything that matters to mainstream America matters in our communities. We may go about it a little differently culturally, whether we be our Latino neighbors or whether we be our Asian neighbors and our Native American. Culture matters, and we want to celebrate culture. We want to make that a part of, because that is your identity. We all live as neighbors. Who's across the street? Who's around the corner? Hey, your household. But as far as things go, we all are interested in the very same things. Like I said, this year happens to be a presidential campaign year. This year matters, people. Yeah. So to honestly have this rhetoric coming at you that your vote doesn't matter. Oh, don't worry about that. It's really not. Well, if my vote doesn't matter and it really doesn't count, why are you working so hard to keep me from getting it?
I love it, Bridgette. Let's leave it right there. You know, Bridgette is one of the few people that gets me excited. And I'm really excited to have her on. I love what you're talking about. Let's take a quick break. You know, let's pause for the cause, as they used to say in the old days. You're listening to California Business Connections. Welcome back. I'm Carl Davis Jr., and you're listening to California Business Connections. I have Bridgette Jones on, and she's the associate producer of the Black Headline News and publisher of the Bay Area Review. I mean, she's talking about lots of things. But tell me, Bridgette, I heard you talking a little bit about the Cannes Festival, and I'm curious to hear about that.
Well, Carl, I tell you, it's the most extraordinary thing. This collaboration of independent Black-owned media outlets that I had put together and sort of formed a consortium or slash collab going into the Super Bowl. And we all showed up en masse and did our thing and just had a great time. But coming out of that, we have an extraordinary, wonderful announcement. The broadcast team, OnStage Plus TV, onstageplus.com, please look them up. A wonderful husband and wife team. And they are magnificent production team. They can put together, they do commercials and movies and small live events for anyone. We've been hired to be the production and marketing team, part of the Cannes Film Festival, for the African Film Festival portion.
What? So, that's news. Isn't that called Afro-tique or something
like that?
It's
called Pavilion. Basically, the African Film portion for the Cannes Film Festival, the Cannes Film Festival, it's Pavilion Afrique. And that is going to be an extraordinary opportunity. It's 10 days nonstop at the film festival, and we will be broadcasting live all 10 days. Mm-hmm. We will really work with each and every country that is going to show films. So they will be represented by all their wonderful filmmakers and the various businesses throughout Africa. And Africa actually is coming on strong in media. Yeah. One of the things here in the last week or so that's been a huge announcement, Idris Elba, who turns out to be our celebrity guest of honor this year, mm-hmm. at the Pavilion Afrique, he was in photographs and in the announcement, the press release, with the president of Ghana. Ghana mm. is now telling the world that they're ready to be a film location.
Mm.
Ghana has been working for the past few years to really build up its infrastructure and its wonderful, I would say, its image to the world, to let the world know. So many people, they have visited Ghana here in the last 6-7 years. It's an extraordinary country. They offered what was called the Year of the Return to everyone who is part of the African diaspora to return to Ghana mm. and see what the country has to offer. And oh my gosh, have people.
So is that going on now? Is this the Year of the Return?
I think this year, each year has been an extraordinary opportunity where people are coming, and I'm hearing these incredible stories. Dave Chappelle is going to be building a sort of film and creative content type studio there because he's visited many times. I'm hearing people like Stevie Wonder intends to live part of the year there in Ghana because yeah. they have opened it up to the world, and people have shown up. But we, as far as my collaboration with Onstage Plus, the production company, we are putting together the marketing for this year's film festival for the Pavilion Afrique. And we're working with so many wonderful, wonderful business and celebrities.
When is that Cannes Film Festival?
Cannes Film Festival, yes, mm-hmm. is May 14th through the 25th. We're also working with an extraordinary, wonderful, wonderful, I'm very happy to have them on board, separate travel and concierge business. And they've put some packages together. So any of our folks, you say, you know what, I may not be a filmmaker, but this is the south of France. This is one of the most beautiful places on the planet. If you've never mm-hmm. been to the south of France or the Côte d'Azur or the Riviera, as it's called, please, this would be a time because you're going to be rubbing shoulders with people that you normally would not get an opportunity. So reach out to me,
Bridget. How could they reach you if they're interested in that? Mm-hmm. How would they reach you?
408-898-7534. Again, it's Bridget Jones, Media Marketing and PR for the Pavilion Afrique this year in Cannes. And our theme is Black in Cannes, where we're going to go through the series of what it means to come to Cannes as a filmmaker, as an entrepreneur, as just a participant, as a traveler, as tourism, and have you experience the prestige and the beauty of Cannes. So if there are filmmakers, if there are entrepreneurs who'd like to be associated and have their businesses tied with it, we're also doing, as we did for Super Bowl, we're offering commercial time. So we will be broadcasting each day, recall. So there's an opportunity to have a commercial, to have a profile, to have your business, if you want to be a sponsor or a title partner with us. Lots of opportunities will be coming with this because this is an extraordinary opportunity for our folks and to show this to the world.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, like corporations, they would want to connect with you. Do you do something special for them or small businesses? So you have packages for small businesses, for corporations?
We have a partnership deck, and we really would love to, especially locally here in the Bay Area. We have so many wonderful companies that their technology is what these young filmmakers are actually utilizing to put these things together. Of course, today, the big conversation is about AI, right, and how AI is helping not detracting from, but how they are actually assisting and fueling a lot of this creativity. So I definitely want to talk to any of the folks who are at these companies, Apple and, you know, even our folks at NVIDIA, even though they're more gamers, but definitely that technology is just incredible. And there are probably companies that you and I, even though we're here in Silicon Valley, there are a lot of companies that are at the forefront of innovation that their name may not be tripping off our tongue. That's the perfect opportunity because the world is coming to Cannes. Cannes is the most prestigious film festival on the planet, regardless of all the others. And we love them all. And believe me, I've covered, you know, Venice and Locarno and Berlin. But I must tell you, the film festival is the Cannes Film Festival each and every year.
Well, one more time, Bridget. One more time. Give your number out. Do it twice so people don't have any excuse on how they can reach you because you're there for travel.
And that's why I'm giving my phone number because it's the fastest. We're about 8 weeks away from the film festival. So please reach out to me. It's 408-898-7534. And we've got loads of wonderful perks and what I call perks and giggles and all these wonderful things. If you want to, the very day that Cannes is shutting down for the film festival starts the Grand Prix just up the road in Monaco. And we will get you tickets into, the Grand Prix, where you'll have beautiful seating, champagne brunch, also any tours throughout the south of France. Loads of things are happening there. You're just across. It's like us from San Francisco over to Sausalito. You take the ferry over and then you're on the Italian Riviera side. So believe me, if you've never been, folks, here's an opportunity to definitely take it all in. And we're talking AAA-plus accommodations that this concierge is putting together for you.
Bridget gets me excited. So folks need to get excited about it. Bridget, we got about 2 minutes more, Bridget. Mm-hmm. Tell me what's important about the Cannes Festival if you're a Black filmmaker.
As a Black filmmaker, this is the place to be because you're actually going to be in the company of people of the level of a Martin Scorsese or, you know, Terry Fremont, who is on the French side. Everyone comes to Cannes. And don't forget, we're talking about other countries as well coming to Cannes. The Pavillon Afrique is in what's called the International Village, along with the other countries. So the opportunity to meet with other creatives, other directors, other writers, all of these folks, the producers, folks who are looking for content, because now content is being shown in so many different formats as far as things go. You know, the old days of just showing up at the theater, of course, prior to even COVID, things had changed on the streaming end. So there's so many opportunities and you just never know. And to meet lifelong friends, people that when I was again in international business running around over there, these are friends that I still have. And those are the folks I'm reaching out to who are looking to get some of their contacts involved. So it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Bridget, we're almost out of time, but she said a key word, content is king. If you want your content known, get in touch with Bridget. 408-898-7534. Wow. We're out of time right now, but we want to thank our guest, Bridget Jones. She's a publisher of the Bay Area Review. You can hear this show again via podcast from our local Black Chamber of Commerce, Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. Go to blackchamber.com, click on resources, then communications, and you can hear any of our past broadcasts. So until we meet again, whether it's education, health, even politics and sports, it's all about business. Stay safe and stay connected. You're listening to California Business Connections.
You You've been listening to California Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr., brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. For more information about today's show, go to blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email Carl at carldavisjr@comcast.net. That's carldavisjr@comcast.net. Keeping you connected. California Business Connections.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.